I'm a DGGer, and I have to admit they're a bit obsessed with Hassan. They're completely obsessed with Hassan. I could agree with everything Destiny said about Hassan, which I don't, but I could, and you would still have to accept that they're completely obsessed with Hassan. That's just very obviously the case. And there is a synchronicity there because I think that Hassan's neurosis about Destiny has at times extended to the point where he's mentally bracketed me in with him, which is crazy to me. What the f are you showing me? A Hassan fan that debated Destiny today got into a fight 30 minutes later. How is there a camera there? Wait, do you mean like debated Destiny at a live event?
It's just
Man, so much stuff going on the other side.
Dude, actually, all you do is you said you would literally would cower instead of standing up for your values. You're a pussy, bro. How about you hit the gym and some bitches.
Bro, look at your arms. You're a bitch. Whoa.
Don't fight.
What the f is going on here, man? Debates are so, but no, high-minded debate culture. We're back in the goddamn Parthenon.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Chill the fuck out. Push me.
Holy shit.
Just fucking push me.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, gentlemen.
He just pushed me.
Can you grab that jacket?
I got you.
Okay.
I don't know what happened, but just.
What are we doing with this jacket? All right, well.
Capitalist liberal America, we have the right to disagree.
Dude,
I don't
you
know
literally
if we
brag
country,
about
but...
putting Nick Fuentes on the map, dude.
Do you think I put Nick Fuentes on the map? The
do
guy
you
that worked with
literally
Kanye
said that
West
online?
Campaign?
You said that online.
That, oh, well, if
that
I said
you
it, so it's true,
about
but
Nick
I, haven't I
Fuentes
also
on.
Said I didn't put... What do you mean? I've platformed him because I've debated him in the past. I think you should have debates with
yeah,
people.
Yeah, you platformed him, then you have bragged about him becoming famous due to you.
I don't think I was the one that made Nick Fuentes famous.
Then why do you say it?
I don't think I do say that.
There's literally a video of it, along with an N-word
there's
compilation.
There's a video, or there's like a 7-second clip of me saying something you saw on a subreddit once. Okay.
I mean, a clip of it. I mean, you can say nuh-uh, all you want, dude, but like, actually.
I don't know about this one, lads. I don't know if this is the best position to confront him on. People say this about me and, what's his face? That like 5-foot-tall fake communist Nazi guy? The commu-Nazi? What's he called? Hinkle! Hinkle, not Haas. They say that about Jackson Hinkle with me because I debated him one time on Assad using chemical weapons on his own people, I think.
Do you think I made Hassan Piker?
Just open a window, yeah. God damn.
No.
But I made Nick Fuentes?
Yeah, but
you know,
you
I
weren't...
platformed Hassan in a way more friendly way when he was a much smaller person than Nick, like way longer, right?
Well, I don't think you were debating Hassan Piker in like 2018 and shit like that constantly.
Wasn't I literally debating Hassan in like 2019? And
I'm not like a crazy Hassan Piker fan. That's crazy that you obsess about some tall tan guy all fucking
tall
day.
Tall tan
dude.
Guy. He's the largest left leaning political content.
I don't know about this one. I think rhetorically, this might be a difficult avenue to approach him from.
Creator. I also talk about Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, but you
and
automatically
Peterson
assume
and...
that like I'm this crazy Hassan Piker fan just because
yeah,
I'm left wing.
Yeah, because you're a socialist.
Why are you, like,
and Hassan Piker is a socialist. Is it crazy for me to assume that you would be politically aligned with a guy who shares your political ideology? Is that really that insane for me to think?
I mean, I just think it's kind of strange that you automatically go to that I'm like a part of this other guy's group.
If I was talking to a MAGA guy and I assumed that he was a Trump supporter, would that be a weird thing for me to assume?
What?
If I was talking to a Trump supporter, or if I was talking to a MAGA person or a conservative and I assumed they were a Trump supporter, would that be a weird thing for me to assume?
Yeah, but I'm not a Hassan supporter.
No, but you're
that's
both
the thing.
Socialists.
I don't define myself.
This is good
Hassan's
stuff.
Not like a politician, dude.
Okay, that's
that I support
great.
His policies and then put
so,
him in office.
I appreciate that answer. Now, why were you so quick to reject the idea then that I made him famous, though? Why did you seem personally offended by that?
Because I don't know about enough about Hassan because I'm not a fan of Hassan. I don't like
then
watch
why
him
even
like
have
religiously.
An answer? Then why does, I don't know anything about that. You think that if it weren't for me, do you think Nick Fuentes would just not exist?
I'm a DGGer and I have to admit they're a bit obsessed with Hassan. They're completely obsessed with Hassan. I could agree with everything Destiny said about Hassan, which I don't, but I could, and you would still have to accept that they're completely obsessed with Hassan. That's just very obviously the case. And there is a synchronicity there because, like, I think that Hassan's neurosis about Destiny has at times extended to the point where he's mentally bracketed me in with him, which is crazy to me, but you know, I don't know. This is precisely why I disengage, because it lowers everyone. Like you're destroying your root chakra. You are not going to make it. You understand? It's like the political takes have to cultivate in an environment where people aren't stomping over the garden all the time. You know,
exist.
He wouldn't be as big,
really. You don't think the Kanye West campaign helped at all? You don't think Candace Owens and all these other people that
I mean,
preferentially...
I did, but that was like after you, though.
Okay, so without me, he would have never been involved in that Kanye stuff. Milo wouldn't have reached out to him.
I know which doctor.
He might have, but you definitely played a role, and you even bragged about it.
Okay, well, if the 7-second clip said so, then I guess I can't argue with that.
I mean, you just admitted that you have a clip of saying that.
I've probably said that I have platformed him before because I debate a ton of people. Yeah, that's what I do. Do you think that like you should never debate people who have substantial disagreements with you? Should you never?
It is true. Debate does spike your cortisol.
Debate like a Nick Fuentes type.
Yeah, you can debate him, but you shouldn't brag afterwards that you made them famous.
I don't brag about making him famous.
There's literally a clip of you doing it though.
Okay, well if there's a clip of me doing it, then Godspeed, God bless. Do you have any other points you want to bring up?
Is this at like a university or in a public park or something?
Not really. I'm low-key bored.
Okay, well,
so,
good luck in your...
But I do have something to say. I know it's contradictory to what I said earlier.
Okay.
But long live Hsiao Dao Pai Tung.
This is rough. This is... I hope Hassan doesn't watch this. Avashai would never... Avashai might, but probably less likely to. This is what simping for China on stream gets you? Yeah, I guess so. Ugh. No Mogdai afraid? Held frame. I'd do it to embarrass you only. Please don't do this. Pisses myself. I've got one more thing. Shits myself. Is there like a somewhat productive clip? Another Hassan fan? Oh.
Talk about like progress towards whatever world you want. What candidates would you even support today that are already in office besides Mamdani?
Besides Mamdani?
Holy, wait, he came back?
Anymore.
Oscaria Cortez is a really good one. Bernie Sanders, even though he's kind of become more liberalized. I mean, democratic socialism is something that Americans want right now.
Where are the politicians winning elections that are Dem socks? Why don't they exist anywhere?
Ilo Omar, democratic socialist, Oscaria Cortez.
So Mamdani, we have the justice
dude,
Dems, those four.
The
yes.
city that has the greatest GDP production in the United States, New York, got a democratic socialist mayor.
Yeah, so New York City, a very blue place. I'm aware of that. But outside of like these plus 30, plus 40 like blue places, where are all of these Dem sites? Why don't they win elections in like competitive areas, in purple areas? Why don't they win elections in red areas? Why is it the only elections they can ever seem to win? The very, very few they have, the five that you've pointed out, the four justice Dems and Mamdani, are in like super, super, super blue areas.
I think the productive way to engage here is to identify the stuff that people like about Mamdani isn't that he's a socialist. It's that he's friendly, engaged, charismatic, and really enthusiastic about the process of using government to do good stuff. Like most people like Mamdani, it seems, at least within New York City, you know, for this reason. I don't think everyone who voted for Mamdani like wants democratic socialism. What I think they want is authenticity, productivity. They want to feel like they're contributing towards the betterment of their city, of their society, in a world that feels like it's in decline, which I think a lot of people do feel that way, right? So my thought here, I guess, is like, I'm not even looking for democratic socialists. What I'm looking for is people who are engaged in this way, and I see that more often for people who are like on the left, I guess, right? Like obviously the most fervent supporters of Mamdani typically are democratic socialists or whatever, people on the left, but it's about those underlying tendencies. So if you can sort of hypothetically extract the positions that a person might like about Mamdani, do you think those attitudes, like a person who's enthusiastic, charismatic, engaged, really wants to get down there and work on those policies, make the city better, do you think that would do badly in like the rest of America? Probably not. No. I think the real reason why these candidates are so rare is because of the Democratic. Sorry, I don't mean capital D Democratic like the Democrats. I mean the lowercase d Democratic machine, where we have a two-party system. And for the most part, as you entrench the interests of the people who are already in the local Democratic or Republican Party, you know, they're there for a while. They have their own ideas about how things should be run. And yes, there is a degree of like corporate collaboration, even at a local level. You know, you develop relationship with local contractors, local businesses. There's a lot of like at the micro level, there's a lot of like, what is it called? Like a family favoritism, nepotism. And these systems get more entrenched. They get bogged down like every bureaucracy can if it doesn't get, you know, revitalized, re-energized by people like Mamdani or by like big populist waves. So I think that what we're looking for isn't like we need a socialist wave across America. No, we need a can-do spirit across America, and not like a fake can-do spirit. You know, like every Democrat, every Republican, they get out there around election time and they're like, we want to really get down and fix these issues. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't, dude. You obviously don't, you're going to get an office, then like chill and let your staffers write your bills for you, and you're just going to sit, you're going to do nothing the entire time. Maybe you'll like, you'll hop on like a pet issue or something, but you are not going to like actually get anything meaningful done. And we need big change, right? Like big, meaningful. And I don't just mean socialism. I mean shit like the debt, like a wealth tax, which is not socialist. I mean like a revitalization of our democratic process, parentheses, ending the Republican Party, with like stuff like that. So I think that Destiny is misframing the terms of the argument, but he kind of has to, because the guy he's talking to is framing it as though it's about socialism, which again, we're so far from that, you know?
It seems like the people don't generally want democratic socialism.
Well, yeah, you have a polarization. America's a heavily propagandized population. Red states, politicians.
You understand I can't win the argument, right? Because on one, you just said that most Americans want this. And then when I ask, well, why don't they win elections? You say, well, because most Americans don't want it because of propaganda. Well, what am I supposed to say then?
Well, nobody can.
That's not necessarily unfalsifiable. Like, you can engage with that. It's difficult to engage with in like a fast paced debate. But that there is a value. There is a point there. Obviously, like, yes, the Overton window and the popularity of certain positions does influence what people think they want, and there can sometimes be a big disconnect, like Florida, for instance, voting consistently more left on policy and referendums than they do in candidates. So it's like, maybe the cultural bias towards Republicans, which is a product of like very extensive advertisement and investment and like a reaffirmation of the strength that party has in the state, you know, maybe that's pulling people away from things that they would otherwise want. There is a degree of compulsion there.
Doesn't even know what democratic socialism is. But what is
democratic socialists don't even have a consistent definition for democratic socialism.
True.
You can't even tell me if you would allow capitalist parties to exist in your system.
Well,
or
I'm not
like
a
people
democratic
say the Soviet
socialist.
Union wasn't socialist. Or...
I'm not a democratic socialist, though.
What are you, a socialist?
I think that you can't really have democracy and socialism at the same time because capital will overthrow the system again. And
well, but there wouldn't be capital. You'd have. It would be socialism.
Okay. Become reactionary forces will reinstitute
sure. So you want
capital.
Like a vanguard party, and you want to like have a violent overthrow of the whole capitalist class and everything.
Well, I wouldn't say for like legal reasons. I would want like a revolution or anything like that.
Nervously rocking back and forth on their feet. Wait, was the whole thing just this? This one person?
Class, they kill millions overseas. Nestle Company killed 8 million people.
Okay. How many instance. People died in the Holodomor? How many people died in Mao's revolutions? How many people?
Oh. It's like the conversations I had in 2019, man. Oh God. Oh my God.
Under capitalism, even though we have a resource.
Yeah, rip to my man, Charlie Kirk. You would have loved to come across this guy during one of your campus tours.
Surplus in regards to food. 8 million people die every year due to food insecurity. We have constant wars for imperialism, constant wars
How is socialism solving any of these? Do we have less wars with the Soviet Union or what?
Soviet Union wasn't like it wasn't starting wars and doing like proxy shit.
Really?
No,
what do you
not
think
in comparison
where
comes
from the Hungarian Revolution.
You
what do you
engage?
Think all the
who overthrew Salvador Allende's Chile? Who overthrew Nicaragua?
I'm not
who
saying capitalist
Panama?
Countries are perfect. I'm not going to argue that. Of course, there's issues. I'm just saying I don't know why we
you're
would assume
comparing,
that
you're comparing an aggressive power to more of a defensive power.
You think the Soviet Union was just defensive?
They weren't overthrowing every single country that had socialist values.
What do you think the Soviet Union was? How do you think they got all those other countries in the Soviet Union? It was by overthrowing their governments or supporting people to overthrow
yeah,
the governments.
Yeah, those were domestic revolutions in many cases.
Domestic revolution?
Oh, man.
Domestic support
that were supported
revolution.
By the Soviets? You think Afghanistan? You think all these were just domestic revolutions? The Soviets just happened to...
This is just a tard fight? No. Destiny's correct here. Not because it's good to be anti-communist or anything. It's just like the arguments here are really bad. It's not like I think it's important to look at stuff like this sometimes, I think, from my perspective, to remind myself of like what the broader, not Overton window, I guess, what are people I need to be reminded of, like the broader environment in which discourse takes place, not just the kind of discourse that I tend to have now. I think remind yourself to not go back to this. Yeah, I mean, part of it is definitely that. Yeah.
You think the same in Ukraine right now?
So you think every single one of those people who overthrew those governments were backed by were Soviet Union agitators then?
I think there's a reason why when the Soviet Union collapsed, the country...
Hassan promotes this thing, by the way. I think that Hassan would probably make his arguments better than this kid, but I think that to an extent, yeah, Hassan is not this bad. What I do think is the case is that a lot of popular online leftist discourse does either cater to or at least include like this kind of person, the kind of person who would play like ear rape Soviet anthem on a boombox while dressing as Cesar Chavez. Yeah, like for Halloween Day or whatever, you know, with the communist hat. You know what I'm talking about. Drinking a fresh lemonade. And I think that those people are very obnoxious, obviously. They tend to be very young. And they're very vindictive online, too. So the problem is, if Hassan ever goes on stream and he says, like, dog, can we be for real? The Holodomor was obviously the fault of the Soviets. They were callous and inattentive to the needs of their people. And part of it was punitive action against the demographic of people who had defied Soviet rule. Can we be so for real? The crushing of the Hungarian people. Can we be so for real with Afghanistan? Like, if he did that, even if he's done versions of that, whenever you do something like that, you agitate this group of people. And then they spend the rest of their life talking about how you're a fake communist and a counterinsurgent and a deep state op and a Fed. So I think that there's a little bit of trepidation. The problem is that when you tiptoe around these people, they multiply. So you have to be you have to be a little principled with it, I guess. It's what happened with me, right? Like, everyone, if you mention me in communist circles online, everyone there calls me a lib or worse. So it's
countries that left didn't want to go back. There's a reason for that.
Well, the Soviet Union didn't exist when, also, when you're talking about, like, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, even Ukraine, they all voted to stay in 1989 with the Soviet
Union. Why would you?
Union.
Why didn't it even go back after 91?
Because the Soviet Union dissolved under Gorbachev after he did an illegal dissolution. What?
Why not try to join Russia?
Because Russia is a capitalist oligarchy.
Okay.
That
was their issue after, is that Russia became too liberal for them. They wanted back their Soviet overlords.
The economy collapsed under shock therapy, dude. Sure. Nobody's going to want to rejoin that. It did. GDP collapsed under Boris Yeltsin.
Yeah, I'm aware. I know you guys hate Yeltsin. Okay.
This is fascinating. It really was. Like, this guy was here for like 20 minutes, man. Holy shit.
Yeah. So you're a liberal. Why do you attack like people on the left and stuff like that?
Aren't liberal, I usually attack illiberal people because I don't think we have the same common values.
I mean,
I am the most liberal person. No one hates Republicans like I do.
Yeah, but like, I think that's like kind of antagonistic. Also,
I do want to be antagonistic to people that don't have the same values as me. That's the definition of
politics,
I know,
but shouldn't we be uniting against the right instead of attacking each other?
You wouldn't unite with people that don't share fundamental values, right?
Well, fundamental values right now should be attacking fascism in America. And the oligarchy.
Attacking fascism is like a subset of attacking illiberal ideology. And I think communists or socialists also have illiberal ideology. So
this is so lame. Well, there's logical faults here, right? I mean, again, it's like a debate. So you're kind of pitching it. Obviously, like, there are different critiques of liberalism. Like, the principal illiberal argument from the left, at least like from a Marxian sentiment, not like a tanky sentiment, you know, is the idea that capitalism is flawed in large part because it aggregates political forces in a way that, you know, makes democracy impossible. That is illiberal to an extent, but it's kind of a definitional thing. Like, you could say being anti-capitalist is illiberal, or you could argue that it's actually pro-liberal in the sense that you're trying to protect the liberal value of democracy, right? I don't know. That's mostly a semantic thing, right? It's more of a, like, outcome versus intent, or like where you draw the line. I don't know. Obviously, like, a socialist is illiberal in very different ways than a fascist, though it might be harder to tell with the kid that he's talking to a little bit. You know, I'm not out here defending the crushing of the Hungarian independence movement.
Not fascist, though. It's an antagonistic attitude because fascism promotes capitalism, monopolization of the economy.
Well, I think liberalism promotes capitalism. So, I mean, I don't know what you mean by that. Like, if you're an anti-capitalist, if you want to like abolish all private property and abolish the, you know, your participation.
This is flawed too.
In like the ability to vote for different things that other people might not like. Like, I wouldn't really consider that a political ally.
I mean, you don't have to abolish democracy. You can have democracy and socialism as well. It's a complete ideology, democratic socialism. We've had instances of democratic socialism in countries that was elected democratically, such as Salvador Allende's Chile.
In a socialist country, would you be allowed to have a party that advocates for a capitalist economy?
No, instant death. Next question.
I mean, it just depends on how free the economy.
Socialist government, would you be allowed to have a capitalist party?
No, launched into the sun. Next question.
Thank
you for not doing debates anymore. Sorry.
I mean, yeah, sure.
Okay.
But I don't think it should be.
Now I can say this kid's a liberal, huh? Yeah.
Given power.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean.
You see, you can't even say, just say no. You would. It's okay. You can argue against it. But like, yeah, no, to say you have like a free, like a totally free.
Are you being sarcastic? The premise for this argument has shifted so far beyond reality and my own beliefs that I'm engaging with this insincerely. Yeah. Like the question, in a socialist society, would you allow a capitalist party to run? There's like 17 priors that you have to move through to get to that. It's really, really. And again, like, I'm not even engaging with socialism as the metric for who I do or don't support. My big thing right now is, do you have the balls to crush the Republican Party? Right? Like, I'm on a totally different wavelength at the moment. If there was a person who ran and they were like, yeah, I'm a socialist, I'm super big into worker co-ops, whatever the fuck else, but also, I think we need to chill out with the partisanship in Congress, I would vote them down. Like, just be clear on my priorities. I'm being serious. I'm not doing like a bit. If they were like, yeah, I'm a socialist, but also the Republican Party is potentially allies. We just need to, nope. Like, I would, so for me, the preserving the democracy is 100% the first priority, and it's miles ahead of everything else. Because I think that nothing else can, like, that's the first step. It has to be the first step. Otherwise, anything good we do will be annihilated immediately afterwards, you know? Was the sincere answer, though? Would you allow a capitalist party in a social democracy? Weren't you listening? I said there were like 17 priors you'd have to go through. What do you mean in a social democracy? What do you mean in a socialist society? What do you mean capitalist party? Also, what do you mean by like, what laws established the existence of socialism beforehand? To what extent has it been normalized? How could a capitalist party even function? What kind of like private investment would it be? Like, there's like, what you would have to ask are like specific policy questions in an environment where the policy is different from the world that we live in today. So, I mean, okay, Jordan Peterson. Well, yeah, then don't start on step 20, you know? That's a very abstract future question, so I don't think it's suitable for debate.
Democratic system, but like, there are some ideologies that are literally banned from competing in your political parties. I mean, obviously that wouldn't be completely free, right?
Yeah, but those ideologies are completely like amoral and exist for the exploitation of the labor class, though.
That's fine, you have that opinion, but at the very least, it's not a democracy at that point, right?
Oh, this is all pretty good.